Well, the banks are on the verge of collapse, hundreds of them, as Americans are scrambling to get their money out of these banks. That's not me saying this. This is CNBC News, front page news, now finally reporting what we've been warning about for years on this show. The House of Cards is coming down. So we'll get to that part of it in a second with these banks collapsing. But first, cash.
You know what's so funny? So I used to work for CNBC. And I would show up for these segments, panel segments, right? And I would say, well, I'm really worried about the U.S. dollar because of this. And I would share some books that, and they'd be like, oh, okay. Like the fellow panelists, they just were supremely unconcerned about some of, like, yeah, whatever. People say that. They're doom and gloom. They just, they showed no interest when I was working there.
Well, now they do, apparently, because it's undeniable. And now you have the Fed saying these stress tests of these small banks. They're, you know, you had the Treasury Secretary a month ago. You had Jerome Powell about a month and a half ago saying that these small banks are facing severe strains and a lot of them are going to collapse. They're going to be gobbled up, of course, by the larger banks. They told us this. And now CNBC acknowledging this. That is front page news. So we'll get there in a second, though. But first, one way to control a population, of course, is with to control everything that you buy. And the best way to do that is to eliminate cash. Because with cash, you can remain anonymous. One of the largest banks in Australia, I don't know how to say this in Australian English, Macquarie Bank just announced it's going cashless. And it will not allow customers to deposit or withdraw cash or checks from its office branches starting this month. Reserve Bank data in April shows Australians then ran to the ATMs, according to Malcolm Roberts, and they made 30 million ATM cash withdrawals, amounting to $9.5 billion. In February, up from 3.6 from February of 2023. And that number is skyrocketing. So Australians are trying to get their money out, whatever cash they can from these banks. But guess what? They're going to be going to these ATMs, finding out that there's not a lot in there and there's not going to be a cash available for them. Australians are now protesting this. Here's a group of protesters who's saying, we need cash. Please do not take away our cash. Listen.
Cashless society, that sort of just means that they can track us, they can make new rules, and if we don't apply by those rules, well then they can cut our bank accounts. So if we don't have cash, we need to keep our freedoms, we need to keep our cash.
And the WEF is moving full steam ahead right now with its plans to remove cash because you can't control people if I'm able to pay for things that you don't know about, right? If I want to pay the gardener, do illicit drugs, but, you know, whatever I want to do, if I could use cash to do it, you can't control me, right? I want to pay someone for a used car, right? I want to pay in cash, which is how a lot of used car transactions take place, right?
Right.
I want to sell a computer, I sold something the other day, just cash.
An air filter.
Yeah, and I sold an air filter, cash, right? So many businesses are already making the move to digital only. No cash allowed, like this pub in Britain.
Okay, so where are we? We're in Winchester. Yeah, yep. And are you refusing cash?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
My name's Izzy, I'm the assistant manager.
Okay, so you're the assistant manager in the pub in Winchester, yeah. And you're adamant that you can't take a national currency?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all I've got.
Okay, I'm afraid I can't tell you anything today then, unfortunately.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Even though I can personally sue you for up to £9,000.
We wouldn't be allowed to operate. We don't accept cash.
You're not allowed to operate. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. You cannot refuse legal tender. You cannot refuse legal tender.
I'm really sorry. No one will be serving today.
DeRoysty in our chat says lots of pubs now in the UK are doing this now. No cash. Let us know where what part of the world you are in, and are you experiencing this, whether it's your local coffee shop, your local pubs, let us know. Of course, here's a British man. He just wanted to go in and buy some strawberries. He just wanted some strawberries last year, and he was told that he couldn't pay with cash anymore, and he's been shopping at this store for years. Watch this.
Tracked and apt to buy anything. I'm going to buy some strawberries. and I'm offering exactly the right amount of money here on the help desk. So you people take that money, £1.90, and I will take my strawberries outside.
You can't take that.
Call the police,
you can't take that. The police is on their way. You can't take that. Police is on their way. You can't take that.
I paid by legal tender.
No. Don't break the door. Do not break the door.
No, don't touch. I paid by legal tender, and I am going out with my strawberries. And I'm going to eat them. I paid my legal tender in this dystopian place.
Okay.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Because you should be able to, you should be able to spend wherever you want. This is an absolute joke.
You want one, mate?
Thank you.
Is it amazing? I mean, is it?
In this dystopian place.
Yes.
Like sitting in prison, like, what are you in for? I paid for some strawberries in cash. Like, whoa, dude.
You mean you stole them? No. No, I paid for them. But I was using the king's legal tender with the king's face on it. And they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me do that. Of course, this man is a cautionary tale because the shift to a cashless society could exacerbate existing inequalities. Those without access to digital payment methods, of course, such as the elderly, low-income individuals that don't have a free cell phone, like illegal immigrants in the United States. Marginalized communities would be disproportionately affected by this. Without cash as a universal means of exchange, these individuals, of course, risk being excluded from economic participation in society. But when the WEF, of course, they know all of this. And so, of course, their goal is to make sure that the government provides digital access to everyone. They'll do it under the guise of simplicity, right? But really, it's about tracking you. And last week, the World Economic Forum held a summit in Saudi Arabia to accelerate their move to an all-digital currency, no cash. During a WEF meeting in Saudi Arabia last week, the central bank governor of Bahrain, Khalid Humaydin, said ordinary people cannot be trusted to spend their money how they see fit. These are the words that came out of his mouth. And the elite must completely ban cash in the near future in favor of a digital solution, he said. Humaydin also, then he sort of boasted that the general public is going to accept what we tell them to accept because they're going to do this without a struggle because we're going to give them a central bank digital currency. And basically he's saying, you are all sheep. And when the elites speak, you will follow us. Watch him and listen.
If we think cash is the analog and digital currency is the form of digital, CBDC is the digital form of cash, today, clearly, we're in a hybrid situation. We're using both. And we know in the past, when it comes to cash, central bankers were very much in control with all aspects of cash, and now we're comfortable to the point where the private sector plays a big role in the printing of the cash, in distribution of the cash, and with the private sector, we use interest rates to manage the supply of cash. The same thing is likely to happen with CBDC. Yes, the central bank will have a role, but at some point in time, the same way we don't call it central bank cash, we're probably going to stop calling it central bank digital currency. It's going to be a digital form of the cash. And at some point in time, hopefully, we will be able to be 100% digital. People are used to it right now. Many of our payments are digital. The truth is, I said that we're in a hybrid model. There's less and less use of cash. Mm-hmm. And I think that predominantly digital with a little physical, I think the transition to fully digital is not going to be a stretch. People are used to it, people have engaged in it, and circumstances did help. Is adoption rates increased because of COVID.
Yeah.
This is where contactless mm-hmm. started to become something of a necessity, something of
convenient.
A safety, something of a requirement. And because of that, there is very little resistance. Trust is already there. We just need to build it in a way that makes sure that we safeguard the risks. Cybersecurity risk is a must, and it needs to be dealt with at the national level. Mm-hmm. And to counter cybersecurity risk, you need to continue to invest. you need to continue to collaborate, and you need to continue to train. With those three things, we've done it in the past. I think we should be able to manage these risks.
Okay, I have a lot of questions there. A lot of questions there.
And I'm sure the infrastructure that just had a massive cyber outage in Britain the other day for their airplanes, mm-hmm. when they were all grounded. Imagine like the same infrastructure applies to your payments in one afternoon.
Sure.
Right? I mean, this is what we're talking about. The cybersecurity risk was
completely... Money is hacked all the time.
Right.
All the time.
What are your questions?
Okay. So first of all, who died from cash during the COVID pandemic?
Didn't you hear?
I know that was the rumor. I would like some data on that.
There's hundreds of thousands of people apparently perished because they were licking cash.
Because they were exchanging money.
Right. Like if I had COVID and I coughed onto like a $100 bill, because mm-hmm. that's all I carry.
Right. So that's a passe thing to say that it was necessity of cash.
You would have gotten it. Right. It was a joke. It was ridiculous.
And he's still saying it. So that should be unacceptable to say in civilized society at this point. But the second part that he says, if you read about a great book that I want to suggest is called Layered Money, about the history of currency and why currency was ever put in the hands of governments was basically just propaganda. Julius Caesar liked the idea of his face on dollars, and the Roman Empire could devalue the amount of nickel or whatever metal was in each coin and give themselves more money. So they were not able to resist enriching themselves through the control of a central currency that is controlled by the government. But what he's saying is that since then, private companies have been able to wrestle control already out of these governments, and now they control the cash flow. He said that in the beginning. So no longer are governments in control of money. It's really the globalists, the finances, the bankers. That's an amazing thing to admit out loud, that we've already wrestled control away from global governments. We are, in fact, moving towards a globalist society. Anyone catch that? That's outrageous.
No, it's absolutely the case. They want to. This is what the World Economic Forum wants. They don't want the United States Treasury to be in charge. They want the central banks. They want a few central banks that are controlling all of this money flow. Unelected globalists will control the flow of money. This is why it's okay that these small banks are collapsing, because they're being gobbled up by the conglomerate that are then, when we think about a BlackRock or a Vanguard, it's not like in New York City, it's mm-hmm. international, right? So this is already happening. This is happening right before our eyes. And so he says that you, the people, can trust central banks to do whatever they want. Do you? Do you trust the central banks? He's speaking for you. A lot of people in the chat says, you might want this, meaning that guy. You might want this. We don't. This is a bridge further than we previously heard. Last year, they were telling us that they would go 100% digital, but they wouldn't eliminate cash completely. Like, you'd still have cash. You don't have to worry about that. Now he's admitting the truth. They want to eliminate cash 100%. Those were his words. We want to be 100% digital. And he admits that COVID was a great catalyst for it. Lockdowns, contactless. He's like, thank goodness thank goodness we had COVID, because contactless managed to flourish under this plan. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you also pick this up? He said it was a necessity.
Yeah.
It was a necessity to have contactless. Really? He said, quote, at some point in time, hopefully we will be 100% digital. So getting rid of cash will prohibit the anonymous transfer of funds. So you will not be able to have any privacy anymore with money ever again. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink was at this summit, of course. And he said people will be easier to control once we have fewer people and more machines to control us. So lower the population, fewer people, put more robots and AI and machines in control, and we will be easier to control. This will be better, he says. Listen.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talked about. You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies. They don't allow anybody to come in. Shrinking demographics. These countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals, even with shrinking populations. And so the paradigm of negative population growth is going to be changing. And the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations. And so for those countries that have rising populations, the answer will be education, and so rapidly develop. You know, for those countries that do not have a foundation of rule of law or education, they're going to be left. That's where the divide's going to get more and more extreme. And unfortunately,
I didn't really understand that.
So you didn't understand it? He's all for declining populations. He's all for that will allow them to have more control over us. When you have declining populations, it's okay because, hey, there's no one to take care of the elderly people, right? Because you don't have children to take care of the elderly. We'll have machines do that. That's fine. That will allow us to have more control of the population.
Because they're machines?
Yeah, because there'll be machines instead of humans. And those are easier to control because we control them.
I can't follow the logic because he originally said this may happen to xenophobic populations that don't want immigrants. So that is like the London, the United States, I'm sorry, the England, the United States. Go ahead, Philip.
I took the immigrant thing to be a show of how much the WEF doesn't like countries they can't control, because the way he was using the xenophobic and stuff like that, they won't let anybody in. It's like, we can't flood them with immigrants. We can't like destabilize these countries. It won't allow that to happen. And so I took it. It's like disdain for those countries. Like, we don't like these countries that won't play ball.
Is it a warning? Like, you won't let people in, so your population will decline and we will replace you with robots. Is that the logic?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird because on the one hand, he's saying that you guys will be easier to control and you'll be easier to control with robotics. And as we move towards this cashless society, that's another big piece of this control mechanism. So if you have fewer people in a country, we can control you with robotics and digital currency. But if you allow a lot of people in, then you're not xenophobic. I don't know. I can't follow.
Yeah, either. Let us know in the chat if you think what the heck that meant.
But and he's like, I talked to all these world leaders. I'm talking to all these world leaders.
It's hard to grasp. Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. As I say, it's hard to grasp because we're not evil overlords, so we don't know how to think like an evil overlord. We just have to sit back and try to figure out what their evil overlord is really getting at.
Hang on, let me pull out my evil overlord translator. Right. This means that you can't have a steak tonight.
It's crazy. Well, the global debt right now, if you look at the entire globe, is over $320 trillion. There's no way that the West can pay this back. We have a demographic decline right now in the West, which Larry seems to be in favor of, this demographic cliff. Like, the few, you know, if your country can't produce more human beings, we'll fill it with robots. Or I guess we'll flood it with illegal immigrants if you'll let us, if you're not xenophobic. But we have a shrinking population, so this reset is inevitable. The only way to create a central bank digital currency is to force a collapse. If you force a collapse, then they'll introduce and have a saving grace, which is a central bank digital currency. We will save you from this disaster. We saw the implementation of this, of course, during COVID and the idea of stimulus payments. The push for this was really exacerbated by COVID. We will give you stimulus payments inside of your app on your digital wallet. We won't give you cash. If you want to take advantage of the money that the government is going to send to you, it is here. And it's inside your digital wallet. So you need to move to the central bank digital currency. You're going to get some sort of a stipend once a month from the government. That's how we will control you. So I just put together a new report, co-authored a new report. I can't talk more about it here on the show. There's more things that I can talk off YouTube and off Rumble about. But is a cash a thing of the past, where we dive deeply into how this cashless frontier is going to look and how this government overreach and control and surveillance will create no privacy for all of us. So go grab this free report that we put together. Just go to redacted.inc/cashless. So it's redacted.inc/cashless. Grab it. It's a free report. You can download it and read more about it and like what these governments are doing right now. But Klaus Schwab and these WEF guys are behind us. You know, we have up here on the big board, by the way, our national debt clock. And someone in the chat just a moment ago said, it looks like it was synced wrong because it dropped by a few hundred billion since earlier in the show or something like that. So we're going to check and make sure.
I paid my taxes while we were live.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that'd be a very first. If suddenly this actually started going down.
Did we make a principal only payment somehow?
Yeah. So it wasn't an interest payment. We took some money off the principal balance. There's no way that's the case because Anthony Blinken was in Ukraine today reminding Zelensky that, hey, more money and more weapons are on the way. So that can't be the case. Anyway, I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.